Work with us.
It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to. Lift my voice, sing a song of praise.
We're about to go. Richie, what do you think? I don't know what's going on. It's 7 past the hour. I know I'm supposed to open up my big trap and start letting air come
stop
out.
Stop talking
it.
And start talking.
Methane. I have my own brand of methane. Matt Loria, who is on that new show, The Chicago Code, is
going to... Lots of buzz around this show.
They are pushing this show.
Well, but there's some good people in it. I've always thought that Delroy Lindo was quite a good actor. And he plays the bad guy. Well, we'll find out from Matt in a second what the story is. Also later in the hour, we'll have Chef Louis DeAngelis here selling us a little romantic eating, if you know what I mean, recipes and food ideas for Valentine's Day. That's coming up later in this hour on Good Day. Here's a story about a couple of wolves. One evening, an old Cherokee talking to his grandson about a battle that goes on inside of all of us. He said, "My son, the battle is between two wolves inside all of us. One is evil. It's anger, envy, jealousy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, faults, pride, superiority, and ego. The other is good. It's just about joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith." Grandson thought about it for a minute and then asked his grandfather, "Which wolf wins?" The old Cherokee looks at his grandson and says, "The one you feed." How about that?
Makes sense.
Thinking. Right? That's what it is. It's all about what you pay attention to. You can follow either path, and but you make decisions based on that. Good thought. Food thought. Thought. Life. My life is all about thought. Things. Thinking about stuff. I think that's really what... I'm turned on by people who think. And you can tell that by, sometimes I... I stop. Yeah, right. One. And then I have Jennifer and Rich around me
to keep everything on an even keel.
All right, let's meet Matt Loria in a minute here on Good Day.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give after nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I promise not to talk that fast because I want to get a lot of... I can't even do that. It doesn't work well for me to do that really quick stuff. Yeah, 10 past the hour. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and I meet Matt Loria, who is in this new show that started last Monday, Richie. It's called The Chicago Code.
Yeah, it's on TBR right now.
Yeah. It's like this show is so... this is a timely show because we all know how crooked Chicago is. We've got crooked people all over the country in politics. It's been crooked forever. So, Matt, how do you feel in the city of thieves? How are things going?
So far, nothing's been stolen yet. So I guess I'm feeling pretty aces.
Yeah. Tell us, first of all, we know you from Friday Night Lights. A little more about you and your history as an actor. How old are you, first of all?
If you're watching TV last night, I'm 17, and if you're watching on Monday nights now, I'll be somewhere between, I guess, 28 and, 30, somewhere between
That's
29.
Right. Because you're on Friday Night Lights, right, also?
Yes, sir, yeah.
Yeah, you got to grow up fast, right? Good for you.
I was going to try and throw in a little bit of stubble for this, but then I guess the big wigs didn't want it. So
no.
I guess I just had to act more mature, which is something I've been trying to do, I guess, my whole life.
I don't know if you heard me talking about Del Roy a minute ago. I find him to be a very appealing character. Most everything, I remember him as the policeman in that chase thing with the car chase thing. He was the car that was chasing Nicolas Cage around, Gone in 60 Seconds, yeah. But he's been in so many things. He's sort of the bad guy. Is he really, though? I mean, it's hard to tell, probably in a show like this, sometimes who the definitive good guy and bad guy is.
Yeah, I think that sort of summates a big section of what the politics are like in Chicago, possibly. I think if you ask Mr. Lindo, he would say it's a gray area. You do see his character emerge as somewhat benevolent, and then you also see see him doing things that he can ultimately, I think, justify, but may not be too satisfactory to some of the CPD.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel? My son happens to be in the same business that you are, sort of, and he's friends with the kid that's in Detroit, that cop show in Detroit.
Detroit 187.
Yeah, DJ, yes. And I can't remember his last name. I don't know if you know him or not. I think it's Calderon or something. Anyway, he and the kid, I think you play the part of his other friend who was in the movie. And I think it's Gerald or Jared or something like that. Isn't that the part you play in the television show? Do you know who I mean?
In Friday Night Lights or in
Friday Night Lights. Friday Night Lights.
My character is a character that wasn't in the movie.
Oh, I thought it was. Okay. Well, the point I was trying to make, and I'm not making it particularly well yet, but give me a minute, is that a lot of the young kids that are coming along who really are finding their way, it seems to me, earlier than perhaps might have been the case in the past. I use DJ as an example, and this kid from Friday Night Lights, and you and some others, who seem to have found their mark earlier on. Is that because you just have it? You've trained well? Why do you think at this point in your life you are successful? Why are you getting places and doing things and getting roles?
First of all, I feel unbelievably fortunate. I don't know what the recipe is. But for me, I know what's worked is, firstly, I'm married. I was fortunate to be married the summer before I graduated from college. And my wife, I think, gave me a groundedness, and we had sort of a firm foundation that it was an incredible support system. I think that, I think it's a little hard to kind of find yourself coming out of college and getting on your feet and doing all that. But so I sort of, right from the get-go, was kind of ready to get up and get out there, and I felt very confident in doing that. And then another thing is, my training. The other thing I would just say is that I spent many years in college really working hard at this, and I don't know where I would be without my training. So they've definitely, they didn't teach me everything that I've learned on the job. There's nothing like on-the-job training.
Right.
But I certainly did have a very firm foundation there, and I really do believe in training.
Whenever I talk to an actor, no matter what his or her age, I'm always curious as to how you learned how to learn lines. I remember the first person, just to compare, I asked June Lockhart that. You know who June Lockhart is? It isn't a quiz. June Lockhart was the mother on Lassie. She was in what's the space show, Richie? I can never remember.
Lost
Will
in
Robinson.
Space. Lost Danger in Will space. Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
She's 89 or something now. But I remember when I first talked to her in her 40s, one of the first things I asked her was, how do you learn your lines? How do you learn your lines, Matt Lauria?
I stand up as opposed to sitting down, and because I'm just, I guess, more active. And, it's funny. It's just a muscle that gets worked. I mean, I can memorize, like, cereal boxes.
Really?
you just get good at it.
All right. How many calories in Captain Crunch?
It depends on the size of the serving size. You know, but
very good.
He's smart, too. Yeah.
But, the thing that works the best for me is actually running the scene, like running the lines with somebody, because then, you're really getting into why you're saying what you're saying. And,
right. You got to have it in context, otherwise. And probably the best thing, whether you actually rehearse, depending on directors and producers and stuff and how much They want to move things along. If you're working with Clint Eastwood, you better know your lines because he wants to get it in one or two takes. When you're working in a show like this, for example, the second episode of Chicago Code is this coming Monday. So as you get into, how long does it take? Everybody says it takes about a week to shoot an hour. Is that right?
We shoot in about 8 work days.
8 work days.
So we'll have off. Usually we'll have off Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we'll work Saturday, but it's 8 full work days.
And is it all being shot in Chicago, or is it just on street in Chicago and in studio in L.A.?
It's shot 100% in Chicago.
Yep.
And we never go to L.A. for any kind of Hollywoodness. But that's the cool thing with the show is that you can really. I think that Chicagoans will be really proud watching it to see how we're representing the city.
Is it corrupt, horrible?
No, it's beautiful, man. We show all the different neighborhoods.
It's a one. You know, Chicago is one of my favorite American cities. A wonderful city. It's just corrupt as hell. And this alderman that Lindo plays, apparently, as you suggested, he kind of gets into it gradually. What are you finding out? Jennifer Beals, everybody's pretty interested in what she's...
There are some really hot women on
people.
This show, man.
Well,
how do you do
this is a good cast here. Yeah. So how have they been attracted? Is this thing have... Everybody must think it has legs. Otherwise, there wouldn't have been all of these people attracted to the show.
I certainly hope so. And I think a few of the things that set it apart is that, you know, it's Sean Ryan. And everybody knows, you know, the caliber of his work from... You know, The Shield and everything else. And
he's the producer, the creator of The Shield, and he's created this thing.
Yeah, he's kind of a mad scientist with these types of shows. And then the other thing is that we have real deal police officers working with us on set.
Do you really?
Yeah, every episode. We've got over 115 or something real Chicago PD from the TAC team on down to detectives.
All right, so tell us the story about how in a show like this or L.A. Law, Law and Order, how do they block off the streets and still make it look like the crowds are there and like it's, you know, everything is real, real?
Well, in L.A., I think they pay them. In Chicago, we just threaten them. I think that's kind of how it works.
Uh-huh.
No, you know, the police have been unbelievably cooperative there and very gracious and have helped us out with a lot of case scenes or whatever when we've needed to block off some streets. And, they've been very supportive.
So the weather, what's the weather done to your shooting schedule? How far ahead are you, about a month? What airs on Monday would have been shot, the first part of January or something?
What aired on this last Monday we shot in April, and then everything else.
Oh, last year, really?
Yeah, last April. And then we went back at the very end of July, beginning of August, and began shooting the rest of the season. So the funny thing is there are times when we're playing, for example, it's the hottest day of the year, which is somewhere around the fifth episode or something. It's like one of the hottest days on record in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few scenes where we're just freezing our ever-loving fingers off. and you're sucking on ice cubes to try and, lessen some of the condensate and the steam coming out of your mouth. But, sometimes, and then there's the opposite where it's supposed to be really chilly and you're wearing jackets and you're just sweating and every take they have to run over and pat you down. And that's always embarrassing because... Mm. There's a bazillion, background actors sitting around sweating like crazy, and then some gals coming to run over with, tissue pads or pom-poms to, wipe off my nose.
Cute. Well, Matt, best of luck with this. The new Fox drama is called The Chicago Code. Monday night's back again, and I think it's, 8 o'clock Eastern and West Coast time? What time is it on?
It's 9 and then 8 Central.
9 and 8 Central. All right. Continued success, Matt. Nice to have you here.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Our pleasure. 20 after on Good Day.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spice. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Oh, Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Wherever Southern Belle is a Mississippi queen.
Down to Mississippi, down to New Orleans.
I said, hey, yeah, yeah.
All right, so we're doing birthdays. You knew that, though. Whenever you hear the music like this, you hear us doing off in a sense. We get our kicks on the Good Day program, having some fun with some of these musicians and other folks who are having a birthday today. We make a note of, first of all, Alan Rubin, who is Mr. Fabulous in Blues Brothers. Way down yonder in New Orleans. This is great, Richie.
This is the one from the second movie where they had like 47, like Clapton, right. Rachel. They had everybody
good musicians. The movie was lousy, but the music was great.
The music was great.
Second
one.
All right, so Mr. Rubin turns 68 today. Happy birthday to him. Tina Louise from Gilligan's Island.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a
Ginger.
Yay.
Nah, I like Marianne better.
I would think Doug's a Ginger guy. Who are you, Dougie?
Who's your what?
Are you a Ginger or Marianne guy?
I met them both. Who's the short one? Tina is the tall one, right?
Marianne.
Ginger was the glamorous movie star, Marianne was
the short one. I liked a lot.
Really?
Yeah, he's Marianne. Oh, yeah, everybody likes Marianne better.
Very fetching. Yes, yeah, really.
Except for sexual deviance.
Very, very sexy for her age. Very sexy. Tina Louise is as well, too. What are you laughing at?
Jennifer.
Right. All right, so we remember her from Gilligan's Island. Hello, this is the theme from Gilligan's Island. She's 77. Let's see here. We have, wait a minute, Burt Reynolds' birthday today. Happy birthday to him. Television show Evening Shade. He started his career as an actor in Gunsmoke, the original Gunsmoke. It was in Deliverance. That was his movie debut. Smokey and the Bandit, where he made his first serious money. He's been in lots and lots of really good movies, kind of laying low a little now. Some people say he's not feeling too well. Let's see. He was born in the state in 1936, so that makes him 75. Ooh. Sheryl Crow, much younger, Grammy Award-winning singer. All I Want to Do was her first Grammy, 1995. Happy birthday to her. Let's see. Jerry Goffin, who wrote the lyrics to Carole King's music, like "Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow?" "You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman," "Tonight I Celebrate My Love," "Saving My Love for You," all of that stuff. He's responsible for that. And then there's a Jennifer Aniston to say happy birthday to today. Many people thought she was cool as one of the Friends. Never has to work another day in her life, but feels like she needs to be in 3 movies a year, apparently. So that's okay. Let her keep being busy. She says she's happy. Yep, happy, happy. A lot of people say, "Oh, Jennifer, you haven't got married, no children. What's the problem?" She's 42. Too old for children?
Yeah. Yeah, I told you the rumor is that she's going to break up Adam Sandler's marriage because she's in love with him.
Oh, really? Well, she has those rumors every week.
Every week.
Right. There's a new person she's in love with and bringing up with and yada, yada. All right, so from Linkin Park, we now have Mike Shinoda to sing praises for, 34, and a group, interesting pop group, actually. I don't know too much about, I know Linkin Park.
A little heavier.
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah.
All right, Brandi Norwood, a Grammy Award-winning singer. Have you ever, what do you know about her, Jen?
Don't know a lot.
No. All right, well, I join. Because all
the rest
of us.
Club.
She's 32 today, born in the state 1979. That's okay. And then there's Kelly. Is it Roland or Rolland?
Roland. I know a lot about her.
From Destiny's Child. This is called Bootylicious. Great. I don't even want to. You can talk about her if you want to, Jennifer.
My favorite Kelly Rowland song is the one she did with Nelly.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Dilemma.
Nelly Furtado.
Like her too.
No.
Nelly Furtado. Nelly.
Is it Nelly?
Oh, the one who likes to take videos with young girls and put them on the internet.
Ah, swell. All right, it's 50. No, it isn't either. 28 after a good day.
Grief is overwhelming when a parent loses a child.
You can't think straight. Nothing makes sense.
Tony was killed by a drunk driver. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Jeff and Mary and Corvia talk about the death of their son with people convicted of drunk driving.
I'm not a public speaker. I never got before a group of people to talk, much less I had to talk about my son. And I thought when I went into this, this isn't going to work. And probably the best advice I ever got, and it was from a lawyer, and he said, "Jeff, you're a father. Speak from your heart."
You know, even if I reached one in every panel of 100 people, at least I was maybe saving a life.
We'll link you to the Incorvia story. It's one of many on AARP's website about making a difference as a volunteer. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of 2 Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent-to-own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days. Guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Near you.
Let's see where we are, 34 after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. What's new? You know, Richie, where's that jingle, what's new at DougSteffen.com? I miss not hearing every once in a while
that
jingle, what's new at Doug Steffen? I can't.
What's new at DougSteffen.com?
Actually, what do we need the jingle for? You have to go get it?
Yeah, because we don't use it anymore.
Yeah, but it might, every once in a while, it may be that your boss, in this case me, would like to every once in a while have that just there, Richie.
And that's a good enough reason?
Yeah, that is a good enough reason, okay. Don't you think?
I guess, if you say so.
Boss. I would like to have.
Mr. Boss.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'll get right to it.
Yes, Mr. Boss. Ted Williams, the DougSteffen.com story of the day, is what the latest is from Ted Williams, the story at DougSteffen.com. He's living in a sober house, can't get a job. So all of that hoopla, all those promises, all of those dreams, the fact that he was going to, he was the charmed one. He was on the Today Show. He was doing.
He did have quite the opportunity.
Well, he did.
Well,
and then
somebody will come
through. Back for the
bottle. Somebody will give him something.
Yeah. Well, but in the meantime, he doesn't have any money, and he's living in a sober house.
Yeah.
And that's kind of too bad.
Somebody will come
around. At least he's trying to be sober.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, also in the meantime, at DougSteffen.com. Oh, good reason. There you go.
DougSteffen.com.
Before you finalize your Valentine's Day plans, check out the 15 secrets your waiter will never tell you about what you're getting.
Like he'll spit in your food if you don't tip him.
Nice, exactly, right. Also, Russian scientists say there's an asteroid set on a collision course with the Earth. This is the third story like this we've had this week.
What's their hurry?
It's 2036. Yeah, exactly. What's the big deal? Don't get too excited with that one. Poll today at DougSteffen.com. Ladies, what do you want for Valentine's Day? A, flowers. B, chocolate. C, a card. D, jewelry. Mm. E, some or all of the above.
I was going to say E, yes.
E. All right, so where's Maria today, Richie? We should have her in weighing on this.
Maria is New York bound today, I believe.
You know, Maria would have some weird answer, though, like exercise bands or something. Right. I'll be honest with you.
Our poll yesterday, where will your Valentine's Day dinner be? Let's see, 32% of you said at home. 26% of you who responded to this poll said at a nice restaurant.
Yeah.
17% of you said you didn't have any plans yet. 16% said nowhere if I don't remember to make the reservation. Today would be a good day to make those reservations. And 9% of you said, when's Valentine's Day? Monday, you Maroney. And here to celebrate what you ought to be eating, the food kitchen is open with our favorite chef, Chef Louis DeAngelis, who's here in a manner of speaking. The Valentine's Day, the questions people ask you, the things that are tried and true, and then there are new things. Do people look for special food, or is it just going to a good place for a dinner that's important? Which do you think is people's priority, Louis, when it comes to Valentine's Day weekend?
I think when it comes to the real priority, it's ambiance. It's taking them someplace nice.
It is.
You know, it's because you don't do it every day.
Right. What would be considered a Valentine's meal anyway? I mean, you get right down to it. What's a Valentine's meal?
Ruth Chris Steakhouse.
Three dozen oysters.
Yeah.
I think 3 dozen oysters.
The best Valentine's Day meal I had was a filet mignon with a Cabernet reduction sauce.
Oh. What's a Cabernet reduction sauce?
It's Cabernet that you reduce and make a sauce out of.
You almost burn it.
Cook it down to a syrup.
Yeah. Oh,
you
so
cook
good.
It down. So you have to keep cooking.
You put it in
the alcohol.
You put it in a saute pan.
There's no alcohol in it, no.
Mm. Yeah, you basically saute it until it gets thick.
Uh-huh.
You're taking a lot of water out of it also. You're taking everything out of it. So it's right down to its essence.
I found out something this week. Where was I this week that I had this meal? Where was I? I was in Denver or Salt Lake. No, it wasn't Salt Lake. I think it was Denver. And when I had a meal, I don't like cold soups, Louis. I do like warm soup, and I will have soup usually every day if I can, one way or another. So when somebody offered me a bowl of borscht, I said, no, I'll pass. Thank you. No, he said to me, this is our chef's family recipe, and it's served with mushrooms and cranberry and some other stuff. And I thought,
what is borscht, by the way?
It's cold beet soup, isn't it?
Oh, beet soup. That's nice.
Cabbage, and you could put sausage in it, sausage meat.
Right. So this guy put them all together, and it was warm. He had heated it, and I will tell you, it was one of the best soups, and I am a soup connoisseur. This thing with all of this, these
you are
beets.
No soup connoisseur.
Yes, I am a soup connoisseur.
Weird soup every day.
Dude, you are not. You take
I am
trash
a soup
out of your refrigerator,
connoisseur.
Put it in a pot of water, warm it up, and you
I
call
am
that
a
soup?
Soup con- when I go to eat.
No soup
I know
for you.
Out to eat.
No soup for you.
Yeah. So beets, here's the combination, Louis. What do you think?
That's like
beets,
dishwater.
Would you be quiet? Beets, mushrooms, barley, roast cranberry. Let's see here, and some sausage. It wasn't the sausage. It was
did
one
you
of
eat the sausage, Mr. Vegetarian?
Say that one.
Did you eat the sausage, Mr. Vegetarian?
Yes, right. No, I'll have sausage. That's bad.
Yeah, sausage no big deal.
Oh, Rich, would you? You know, you're really getting to annoy me.
He's been annoyed with you all week.
And I was just thinking what a good time I'm having.
As usual, at my expense, thank you very much. All right, so anyway, what do you think of that? Have you ever eaten or have you ever cooked, Louis, a beet soup that was warm?
Oh, always.
You're
always. I do a lot of borscht. But and I'll put a big dollop of sour cream in the center of it when you eat it. It's really good like that.
Beets are good for you. They're really, really, really good for you.
I just don't know about the barley part of it.
Yeah.
That's the only part that sounds good to me.
Well, wouldn't that make it give it some different? There's all kinds of. What I get out of this is there were sort of colliding forces here in flavor. Mushrooms. Well, you don't think that's beets, little sausage, and mushrooms. What else did I say? Oh, the cranberry.
Oh, cranberries will work with it because they're tart and they're red and it'll work real well.
Yeah. Yeah, it was actually quite good.
Hmm.
Anyway, I mean, I think that guys like you create all of these things, and it's like throwing, if you'll pardon, soup against the wall. Some of it sticks. You come up with an idea. People are going to say, wow, is that great? What is it? Or they're going to say, my God, is that terrible? Where did you get that? And, you know, the guys, the waiters say, well, we got a new chef today. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Always blaming on the poor chef.
You know, we've been on this MetaFast thing for the last 3 to 4 weeks. And I will tell you, the Lean and Green cookbook that they sent me with it has some recipes which are unbelievable. But they have this one. It's stuffed portobello mushrooms.
Ah, yeah, I love that.
With tomatoes and ricotta cheese. And, oh, my God.
Very seductive.
And these are the kind of things, you know, and you think these are low carb.
But they are. Food is very seductive. What are you having it, Jennifer?
He's right. This is.
I'm telling you.
This was the kind of food where you eat it, Jennifer.
Right.
And you're like, oh, God, this is
you
good.
You fall in love. You know, I'm getting a little tired of the disrespect from both of you. I'm going to leave. They're going to turn you off and let Louie and I continue the conversation.
Hey, I'm on your side this time. Just teaming up on us.
Right. But really, Louie, when it comes to coming up with different ideas, and I say this because I wanted to spend a little time on Valentine's Day because that's what people are thinking about. They're going to go out for dinner. Try a new place. Don't go to the same old places. If you want to have some, you want to revise or revitalize your love life, don't try the same old approach, including where you go for dinner. You know what? Does that make sense?
I think it does. It makes a lot of sense. But, you know, I'm not going to be devil's advocate, but at the same time, try something that you know is, you know, I like to spend my money where I know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's usually someplace I've been over and over.
Well, but you know, I get a recommendation from somebody who knows you well and knows the kind of food that you like.
That
would make sense. Don't you think that works?
I think that works great.
Yeah. All right.
It is all about the ambiance that night, too. It really is.
Sure. Absolutely it is. All right. In a moment, Louis is going to go over some things that are mythical. We all, as we focus on this, we're having to lose weight, MetaFast. It's something that you probably like, too, Louis, because it's working for everybody. But there are a lot of myths, and Louis wants to go over at least 10 of them. We may even have the big-voiced announcer. We may give you big-time production value for this bit, Louis. So stand by for that. Now we focus on Labor Day. No, we don't. The Labor of Love, Labor Day, Valentine's Day. It's a lot of work for some of us, put it that way. Couples eager to shower their loved ones with special gifts.
Oh, I thought you were going somewhere else.
I am going to go somewhere. I'm going over to Pro Flowers.
Ah!
Where I would like to have you and yours enjoy the secret to success. Go to a new restaurant, try some new things. If you've used Pro Flowers before, you know that they work. So maybe you don't need something new when it comes to that sort of a gift. Take it from me. I've been talking about these people for quite a long time. We get excited because we see the quality. We know how good it is. We know that you don't want to give your loved one overpriced weeds. And that's what you get when you go to the supermarket or some of these other places. The leftover weeds that may have a little flower to them, but you don't want that. You have to pay twice as much money anyway. So get on the horn right now to 800-PRO-FLOWERS. That's the number you dial, 1-800, and then the substitute PROFLOW for the numbers. Get through to the operator. Tell him you want the 1 dozen red roses or the 2 dozen assorted roses, the special deal. There are so many people calling with so many different deals. Radio guys have got different deals and newspapers and stuff. So you want to make sure you get the Doug Steffen deal by telling the folks that answer the phone at 800-PRO-FLOWERS that you're listening to Doug, D-O-U-G. Or you can go online to proflowers.com, click on the microphone, top right-hand corner, type in Doug, and order those red roses or the assorted roses. Get your free glass vase and the free chocolates, $29.99, guaranteed delivery for Monday. No better time than now. The deal expires tonight at midnight anyway, so don't waste your time. Place your order now, 800-PRO-FLOWERS or proflowers.com. Mention Doug.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of 2 Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm?
Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
A recent nationally representative study of sex and sexual health behaviors provides a much-needed snapshot of contemporary American sexual behaviors in time for Valentine's Day. Love expert, psychologist, and best-selling author of Sealing the Deal, Dr. Diana Kirshner, has more on the survey conducted by the Center for Sexual Health Promotion at Indiana University.
The survey found a pleasure gap between men and women. About 85% of men said their female partner had an orgasm during their most recent sexual event, but only 64% of women said they actually had. It also found that women respond best to a variety of stimulants, including pleasure products like vibrators. What's more, a second study from the Center for Sexual Health Promotion on vibrator usage found that 90% of women who have used one agree that it can enhance her sexual relationship with her partner, and 80% of women who have used one have used it with their partner. So help close the pleasure gap this Valentine's Day.
For more information, visit www.trojanvibrations.com.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-223 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
All right, Chef Louis DeAngelis now with the top 10 diet myths starting at
number 10.
Eating at night will make you fat.
Wait a minute, that's number one. I thought you were going to do this. We're doing from number 10 to number 1. That's a big idea.
This is the countdown, Louie.
They're all as important as the next ones.
Oh, okay. One's the same as the other. All right, keep going, Richie.
Okay.
Number 9.
Avoid foods with high glycemic index.
Number 8.
High fructose corn syrup makes you gain weight.
That's a myth?
That's a myth. Yeah, sugar is sugar, according to the AMA.
Oh, okay. So it does. It's just not any more than the other
sugar.
They're not talking about the nutritional unvalue of corn syrup.
Okay. Number 7.
Caffeine is unhealthy.
That's true.
Number 6.
I mean, that's not true. Caffeine is healthy?
They're finding out that it actually could stave off things like Alzheimer's.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. All right, Louie. Number 6.
Number 6.
The less fat you eat is better.
No. Well, you got to have the right fats. Wrong
I
fat, bad.
I spoke to Dr. Perlmutter the other day, who's got a number one book out right now and about brain power. And one of the things is you got to remember, 70% of your brain is fat.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
yep. There you go. So remember that, Rich.
No fat.
Keep going.
Fathead. I love fathead.
Number 5.
Eat less sodium. Avoid salty foods. You never know where it lurks. It
it's everywhere.
Sure. Number 4.
Drinking more water helps you lose weight. No way. Water does not burn fat.
Okay.
Number 3.
That's your hot.
Whole grains are more healthy than refined grains. Refined grains have a lot of other folic acids and things that are shot into it that are also needed. You need variety.
Right. Number 2.
Sugar causes behavioral problems in children, and they've tested this 9 ways of Sunday, and it absolutely does not.
No, you lost me. I'm with you okay until then, but now you're wrong.
Well, what they said,
Doug,
protein is needed heavily by athletes. Yeah. What they need is about a half a pint of chocolate milk's worth after a workout, and that's enough.
Sugar causes behavioral problems in children, absolutely. Sorry, Louie. No sale. But you got me on 9 out of 10. That's not bad. 90% is okay.
Okay.
Chef Louis DeAngelis here on the Good Day program with Jennifer and Richie at 51 after.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-814-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
May vary by state.
Jubilation turns into frustration and anger in Egypt as Mubarak stays put. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with news that matters. So much has happened in Egypt over the past 24 hours, it's hard to know where to begin. A roller coaster of emotions for the protesters who continue to call for the immediate ouster of President Hosni Mubarak. These are the sounds of demonstrators in Cairo's Tahrir Square yesterday. A celebratory mood at that point, with word spreading like wildfire that Mubarak would soon step down. But then, an announcement from President Mubarak that he would transfer some powers to his vice president while remaining in office as head of state. Here is part of his speech through a translator.
Responsibility to defend the Constitution and the interest of the people until authority and the power is given to the one who was chosen by the people in September.
Mubarak adding that he has appointed a committee of high-ranking officials to review proposed amendments to the Egyptian Constitution, amendments dealing with terms of the presidency, the transfer of power, supervision of elections, and what he called fair and square elections. Bottom line, Mubarak would not be stepping down after all, and that met with this type of reaction from the protesters.
He doesn't care about the whole people. He doesn't care about the Egyptian people, the Egyptian. He doesn't care about Egypt. He wants Egypt to be destroyed.
Following Mubarak's announcement yesterday, President Obama issued a statement saying the Egyptian people have been told there was a transition of authority, but, the president noted, it is not yet clear that this transition is immediate, meaningful, or sufficient. And that brings us to today, which is being called a Day of Martyrs. Demonstrators taking to the streets again, hoping that upwards of 1 million people will turn out to protest. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
A weekend loaded with our favorite packed powder trail, some stashes of fresh snow, especially across the western mountains, and a great chance to get out to enjoy some of the best midwinter skiing and riding we've got. Stratton starting in Vermont on over 90 runs at full operation. Nice patch powder snow. They have a couple of 6-passenger lifts ready to go at Stratton to get you there in a hurry. Smuggler's Notch in northern Vermont riding on 77 runs. Thanks to fresh snow, about a foot in the last 3 days, they stay up to full operation. Wachusett in eastern Massachusetts up over 20 runs. They ride at full operation themselves. Hidden Valley in Pennsylvania, 27 trails of patch powder. onto the western mountains where fresh snow has been piling high in Colorado. Breckenridge, with 30 inches of new snow in the last 6 days, 155 trails open. Vail checking out over 3 feet of snow in the last 5 days, 5,200 acres with powder stashes at Vail. Steamboat rides that new snow as well with 165 trails. Park City, Utah, 114 runs with over a foot of new snow in the last 5 days. More details are at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
Mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow down 10 points yesterday, closing at 12,229. S&P and NASDAQ both up by a point. Crude oil up 2 cents a barrel, finishing at $86.73. Stock traders still trying to figure out what happened with Apple stock yesterday. The stock was cruising along near an all-time high of $360 a share through the morning hours, but then suddenly, around 1 p.m. Eastern time, the price started to fall, and within an hour, $10 billion was removed from Apple's value. Some are saying this was caused by a rumor that Apple head Steve Jobs was hospitalized again. By the end of the trading day, though, the stock had started to recover. It's day number two of the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, in Washington, D.C., with a list of potential 2012 Republican presidential candidates taking the stage. They will address a crowd of more than 10,000 Republican activists. Today's speakers include Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, Congressman Ron Paul, and others. Hey, did you enjoy Super Bowl 45? Well, good. It may have to last a while because it could be the last game you'll see for a while. The NFL appears to be closer to a lockout after labor talks broke down between the league and players' union. The two sides were supposed to meet yesterday, but owners walked out after the Players Association reportedly suggested a 50% revenue sharing plan. And finally, something millions of people across the country are dealing with as a result of all the horrible winter weather we've had, an outgrowth of the weather, or more accurately, an ingrowth. We're talking potholes. Created with all the snow, which melts, followed by a refreeze, back and forth. Listen to these beleaguered New York City area drivers.
Never seen this many holes, ever.
The alignment, you knock your alignment off.
It's been rough here, but it probably will get better.
Well, we'll see about that. And not everyone is all that upset about these potholes. This guy owns a tire store in Brooklyn, New York. He likes potholes because he sells tires.
A lot of flat tires about potholes. If you hit the pothole, you got a rim bent.
Rim bent, flat tire. Expensive pothole. Transportation officials in New York City say they are filling an average of 2,000 potholes a day. Take it from someone who frequently drives into many of these potholes in New York City. It truly is a journey to the center of the earth. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Every year I get itchier and itchier.
Honey, you're going to scratch your skin off.
As we age, skin is more prone to itching. And boy, scratching can do real damage. New Maximum Strength Lanacane penetrates skin twice as fast with powerful itch-stopping medicine. Plus, an antibacterial helps kill germs.
Ah, that's better.
I haven't seen digging like that since you put in the petunias.
New Maximum Strength Lanacane stops the itch, saves your skin. Use only as directed.